Radio.
If you do a Google search for the words or asking the question, how to pray, if you do it today, you'll probably get 180 million answers, but that's probably increased since we've started this Mass this afternoon. In fact, by the time we finish Mass, the number will have gone up again. If you ask publishers of religious journals and materials what readers always want more of, they'll say something like this, something that teaches the basics of prayer. And so the volume of books, articles, apps and e-books on prayer swells each year. And you only have to go into the Catholic bookshops here in Sydney to notice that the section on prayer seems to be getting bigger and bigger. That means that there's so many choices, so many teachers and so many approaches to praying. I think sometimes that this can leave us feeling that prayer is something very difficult and complex because there seems to be so many options. But today's gospel reading tells us otherwise. It reminds us that although prayer is a very deep subject indeed, you don't need an advanced degree or a PhD or a cohort of experts to help us grow in our relationship with God. The disciples came to Jesus in our gospel with the very request people are making today. They said to him simply, Lord, teach us to pray. And what did Jesus do? Well, he gave us the Our Father, a simple model of what the content and spirit of our prayer should be like. In fact, Luke's version, which is the shortest compared to the other Gospels, particularly Matthew's account, is simple in its complexity. It consists of five requests that range from the cosmic to the personal. In the first two, Jesus expands our vision and invites us to share in God's desire that his plan of salvation be fulfilled. And the last three stanzas, the last three paragraphs or petitions are for material and spiritual helps that we need for our earthly journey. And the spirit of this prayer that Jesus teaches us, well, what is that? Well, it's simple too, and summed up in its first word, Father. By inviting us to address God directly, Jesus assures us that we can trust in our status as beloved children of the Father who cares for us and is always listening to us. In a homily this past June, Pope Francis remarked, Father, this is the key to prayer. He went on to say that prayer is nothing but entrusting ourselves to the Father's embrace. So today, let's listen to Jesus, the great teacher of prayer, and let his Father embrace us. Let's receive his love. Reflect on the Our Father's words, the simple phrases that are in that prayer. Let's try and let them sink into our hearts to shape us in prayer and form our lives. Really, prayer is simple, so profoundly simple. Jesus, teach us to pray. Help us to follow you in a spirit of simplicity and trust. Amen.
Radio.org.au